I discovered in college. Like, I'm passionate about nonprofits, so I'm minoring in it. And I'm passionate about human trafficking in the sense of I want to end it. Like, I don't want it to exist.
Alanis Sillinger co-founded the Freedom Movement, a sex trafficking awareness group at the University of Oklahoma's campus.
I think it's like any cause and any, you know, global problem, in the sense that human trafficking isn't just something that's happening in India. It's not just something that's happening in, you know, Europe and across the ocean. It's happening in our backyard. Like, literally down Lindsay Street, there are places that have human trafficking. And it's so freaky to think that, like, it's happening in our city. It's happening in Oklahoma City. It's happening in Houston, where I'm from. You know, it's happening everywhere.
The U.S. Department of State says between 14,500 and 17,500 human beings are being trafficked into the U.S. annually. Approximately 80% of human trafficking victims are women and girls, and up to 50% are minors. Oklahoma City is one of the largest sites for sex trafficking because of the intersection of a major north-south thoroughfare, Interstate 35, and an east-west artery, I-40. These girls aren't just engaging in prostitution on the streets of Oklahoma City. Many are plucked from their homes and families and trafficked across the country. OU student Lacey Sorrells volunteers for the Freedom Movement. She says she was struck when she realized she fit the profile for someone likely to be targeted.
There's four characteristics of someone that's like at risk for trafficking. It was being abused as a child, low income, no education, and being in foster care. And I fit three out of those four. Obviously not the education one, because, like, I'm here. But, so, like, how can I be here at OU? Awesome school, awesome friends, like, you know, just such a great community, and not do anything for them. Like, when statistically, like, I should be in their spot.
The Freedom Movement's goal is to raise awareness about sex trafficking through documentary nights, benefits, and their next event called Stand for Freedom. Freedom Movement's other co-founder, Allison Wittemeyer, says volunteers will rally on OU's campus for just over a day.
Throughout the 27 hours, we'll be having different events and just, like, raising awareness. We want to be on South Oval, just doing who knows what. We're thinking about maybe doing, like, a kickboxing class and just finding ways for people to be able to defend themselves in situations like this, because it's just, like, so close to home.
Margot Bassey also plans to volunteer at the event.
It's so much in our community, and if we're a community that cares about its people, like, this is something they have to see, and once they see, they can't ignore, because it happens in Oklahoma City, it happens in Norman, it happens in cities, small cities like Weatherford. Girls go missing, things happen that you can't overlook, because even if it's just one person, like, that's one person missing from someone else's life.
Co-founder Alana Sellinger traveled to Uganda on a mission trip in 2011. She visited a group of homes dedicated to women and children who had just escaped the bounds of sex trafficking.
We went there and we heard the story of, like, how this place got established, and just stories about some of the women and the girls. And, I mean, like, there wasn't a dry eye. Like, it became real. Like, you hear 27 million, you're like, oh, man, that's a lot. But, like, when you have a face with it, like, when you have, like, this little girl that I'm hugging and taking pictures with, and she literally is 7 years old and got rescued out of sex trafficking a year ago, like, that makes it real. It's not 27 million. Like, now it's Anna. And that hurts, because I have a relationship with this little girl now.
Stand for Freedom begins March 14th at 8 in the morning and will last 27 hours. For Assignment Radio, I'm Haley Thornton.